Welcome to the Anabu AI blog and audio. Today, we're covering a piece by Brett Allegory Wood that genuinely made me stop and read it twice. It's called "An AI Just Found a 27-Year-Old Security Flaw, and Regulators Are Panicking."
And when Brett says regulators are panicking, he means actual emergency meetings at the highest levels, banks, governments, all in the same week.
Let's start with what happened. Anthropic, the company behind Claude, has been testing a new model called Claude Mythos, not available to the public. And during that testing, it found a security flaw in an operating system called OpenBSD, a system specifically built with security as its top priority that had been sitting there undetected for 27 years.
3 decades. The world's best security researchers, all that time, and they missed it.
And it wasn't a one-off. Anthropic says Mythos found vulnerabilities in every major operating system it was tested against. Every single one.
So we're not talking about AI that helps your developers write code faster. This is AI that can autonomously find flaws in the digital foundations that almost every business depends on.
And because Anthropic knew how powerful it was, they didn't release it publicly. Instead, they launched something called Project Glasswing, access for 45 select organizations, Apple, Google, Amazon, Microsoft, Nvidia, specifically for defensive use. Find your own vulnerabilities before someone else finds them first.
That restricted list is itself a signal. Those aren't small players. And if the best resourced companies in the world need this just to keep up, what does that say for everyone else?
It says regulators took notice, fast. In the UK, the Bank of England, the FCA, HM Treasury, and the National Cybersecurity Center are all in urgent talks through a group called CMORC. 8 of the UK's biggest banks, 4 major financial infrastructure providers, 2 large insurers, all being briefed.
US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent called a meeting with the largest American banks. Australia signed a memorandum of understanding with Anthropic, specifically on AI safety research. 3 major economies, all moving at once.
When the people responsible for global financial stability are calling emergency meetings about a piece of software, you pay attention. This is not the committee that forms for theoretical risks.
There's a flip side worth naming here, before we get to the problems already inside most businesses. The same technology can augment your security team. That's precisely why Apple and Google want access to Mythos. Continuous scanning, not a once-a-year pen test.
The defensive opportunity is real, but you have to get your house in order first. And for most businesses, the more immediate problem is already inside their own walls.
The AI sprawl problem.
OutSystems surveyed 1,900 global IT leaders. 94% said AI sprawl is actively increasing their complexity and security risk.
And only 12% have a centralized platform to manage it. 96% of organizations are already running AI agents of some kind. Different tools, different teams, different access levels, and nobody has a complete picture.
These aren't passive tools. They make decisions. They access data. They interact with other systems on their own. If you don't know what they're doing, you don't actually know your own exposure.
Gartner's prediction in the article is that 40% of enterprise applications will include AI agents by the end of 2026. This problem grows before it shrinks.
I want to answer the question a business owner is probably sitting with right now. I'm not a bank. My business doesn't run global infrastructure. Is this actually my risk?
Brett answers that directly. The barrier to entry for serious cyber attacks has dropped sharply, while the sophistication has gone up. Your CRM, your accounting software, any custom systems you run, these all have vulnerabilities an AI can now find and potentially exploit far faster than any human attacker could before.
So what do you actually do? Brett gives 5 concrete steps. First, map your AI footprint. Every tool, every agent, every automation your organization is running, including anything staff have adopted without IT sign-off. If you can't list them all, that is your most urgent problem.
Shadow AI is the new shadow IT, except these tools act on their own.
Second, assign ownership. Every agent needs a named person accountable for its behavior and access. Anonymous agents are unmanaged agents.
Third, check your penetration testing schedule. If your last test was more than 6 months ago, treat your current security posture as unknown and plan an assessment now.
Fourth, audit what your AI agents can actually access. Least privilege, only what they strictly need. Most businesses have never run this check.
And fifth, a governance framework. Even one page. Which tools are permitted, what data they can touch, what approval is required before deploying anything new. One afternoon, and you have a foundation.
If I'm taking one action this week, it's making the list. Map the footprint. You cannot manage what you can't see.
For me, the one-page governance doc. It costs almost nothing to write, and it closes the door on the most obvious risks.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too.
Worth doing.